Well, we had a very, very familiar voice join us on the air last week during the severe weather, and one that we are so proud to say is returning to work here at KTLO, Mr. Brad Hallworth. Brad, how you doing?
I'm doing much better. At least I have a voice to talk to you with now.
Absolutely. Man, we have been inundated with calls and emails and people stopping by, checking on Brad. Of course, he got COVID in September of last year and has been off work recuperating, been through a medical journey again for the third time. You know, COVID has really hit you hard several times, but we're happy to say that you are starting back to work this week. We're going to ease you back into things. That's contrary to how we usually like to do things. It's usually baptism by fire around here. But we're going to ease you back in, and we are so happy to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back. I mean, back in November was my, hard to believe, my 34-year anniversary at the station at KTLO. So I am so glad to get back in there and get back on the air eventually. And I mean, it's been my home for a long time, so I've missed it, and I can't wait.
You know, I have friends who text me during severe weather and say, I'm not getting out of the closet until Brad Hallworth tells me it's okay to. And there are so many people, so many people around here that feel the same way. Just that familiar voice that gets you up in the morning and comforts you during severe weather and calls your favorite Bomber football game. But we're just so glad to have you back. Tell everyone, if you can, the journey that you've been on.
It's been crazy. Of course, you know, I had first COVID back in November of 20, and it was a struggle. Really sick with that. This time I wasn't, it was like everybody talks about, it was kind of a cold for a few days, and I tested positive, and I was feeling better after about 4 or 5 days, and then day 7 is when I started having the breathing problems, and it just kind of escalated from there. So finally, by about 4 weeks in, I had trouble with weakness, real bad dizziness, and just I couldn't even walk through the house. I mean, it's just like I was, you know, bouncing off the walls. So I was using a walker because of the weakness. I couldn't really walk very well. So I was with the walker for about 4 months. Got up to Mayo Clinic late January. Had been there 1 week getting some treatment for the long haul COVID. They've got a clinic up there. And had been there a week. And all of a sudden on a Saturday night, my legs just, they quit working. I mean, I was trying to walk and I couldn't. I was hospitalized a couple of nights up there, and they wanted me to go into what they call the BEST program. So we went back. I spent 4 weeks up there at Mayo doing a lot of tests and doctor's appointments. We came home for a month, went back for a week-long program, the BEST program, and they got me back to walking. I was in a wheelchair for 2 months. I could stand and pivot to a chair or bed. Couldn't move my legs. Just the craziest thing. They called it functional movement disorder.
You went to Mayo. You arrived in a wheelchair. 12 hours later, your wife, Mary Jo, sends me a video of you climbing stairs. I was like, what is going on here?
It was crazy. I mean, it was this program they have at Mayo is one of, there's only 5 places in the country that do this kind of physical therapy rehab. And it was just amazing. So, you know, I'm back to walking. I'm not fast. I'm not ready to run a race or anything like that. But I'm walking now, and they gave me some things to work on once I came home, and I'm doing those every day, and it's getting better every day. And now, Brad, I've still got some other issues I've been dealing with COVID, some cognitive issues, and every week I have online a Zoom class and working through that, but doing a lot better now.
Now, you did tell the folks at Mayo that you weren't running any marathons before you had COVID either, though, right?
That's exactly right.
I mean, they're miracle workers, Hallworth. They're not that good.
If I'm running, you know there's a bear behind me.
Well, goodness knows we're happy to have you back. You've been a part of our KTLO family for, like you said, 34 years. It's not the same without you, and we're ready to have you back and welcome you and hear you on the radio.
I can't wait. I'm looking so forward to it. Like I said, it's been my home for a long time.
Much thanks to Mary Jo and all your kids and your in-laws and everyone that's been helping you the past few months. And they've done a great job.
Yeah, man, they've been amazing. Mary Jo's had to help with so much. I mean, not only, you know, helped me get dressed, in and out of bed, things like that, but getting in and out of the truck, which was a chore, and just so much, taking care of me, you know, 24/7. It's been amazing. The in-laws, the kids, they got the house ready for us before we got home so we can get the wheelchair through. And They help tremendously. And even Carly, our six-year-old, she's she's been pushing me through the house in the wheelchair.
You're going to raise a football player pushing you around the house.
Exactly. She's pretty strong.
All right, Brad. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Heather.